They haven't resolved anything at the present time. They're meeting regularly, but it's very difficult because, you know, there's a problem in Baltimore City, and the problem is, you know, throwing the whole state in the mix to solve this one jurisdictional problem in Baltimore City. You know, we don't need judges working on the weekends. We don't need public defenders working on the weekends. You know, it's, you know, we don't need state's attorneys working on the weekends. Our system works fine. But at the same time, somebody shouldn't be languishing in jail for 3, 4, 5, 6 days without seeing a lawyer. And they need to address the problem in Baltimore City. They've got the power to do that in Baltimore City. You know, they've got plenty of judges, plenty of lawyers in Baltimore City, and they know how to deal with it. They should move forward and take care of it rather than complicating the Eastern Shore, Southern Maryland, Western Maryland, and the other states that are, everything is just working fine.
When do you expect a bill to come up?
I don't know. There's 10 different bills and 10 different solutions in search of a problem. So for example, people are proposing a pre-trial release unit for the entire state, so that that everybody has pre-trial release, sort of like the District of Columbia. It's going to cost us $35 or $40 million to do something like that, including picking up the cost of Montgomery County's pre-trial release, which is already there. And then they say, well that still doesn't solve the problem of providing lawyers for drunk drivings on Saturday and Sunday. What nonsense! You know, so if that doesn't solve the problem, then fine. Don't do the pre-trial release and work on another solution. So we've got, again, a lot of different solutions, you know, but we don't need to put the courts in session on Saturday and Sunday to address a problem that doesn't exist.